Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we finished with verses 4 through 6. Listen as we begin the week with verses 7 and 8.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is Dr. Andy Bloom welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 7 as we get right back here into our study of 1 John today. We finished verse 6 last time, and now we're starting verse 7. So I hope that you'll follow along with us. Have your Bibles ready, pencil and paper. Be ready to write things down. You know, a lot of times I give references, and I just go ahead and read those references, and sometimes you just don't have time to turn to those references to follow along. So I encourage you to have pencil and paper to write them down, to write notes down. Sometimes you may want to ask a question, and you can get the address or the website from our announcer at the end of each day's broadcast. And when you do, we can use that to email or to write us a letter asking your question, and we will do our best to get back to you with it. And perhaps we can use your question in our Q&A at the end of the year, as we do every December of each year. Now, I just have a couple things I'd like to share with you. I am not sure when you're going to hear this broadcast. Now, I'm recording in the month of November, but it could be January, it could be February before this is heard. So I just want to give you a couple things here. If you're going to be in Florida, February the 18th, Sunday, we have a special blessing here at Central Baptist Church. Dr. Tom Neal will be with us for both the 11 a.m. service and the 6 o'clock p.m. service. Now, I would like to have you there at 10 o'clock and join me in my main auditorium Sunday school class as I teach on Sunday morning in that class. But if you cannot be there, we would love to have you for one of those services, if not both. You don't want to miss Dr. Tom Neal. We're at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue in Ocala. And let us know that you hear us on the radio. Please be with us on Sunday, February the 18th for this special day. And then also, we have another special time. Sometimes people come in the month of March, kind of a little bit of a break after the hard winter up north, and you want to come down and just get away from a little bit. And March 7th through the 11th is a Wednesday through a Sunday, and it is very special at Central Baptist Church. We'll be having our annual missions conference. We call it a Faith Promise Missions Conference, and we are expecting God to do great things. This year, we have as our main speaker in each service, Dr. Max Barton. This man of God has served the Lord for many of years, been used greatly of God. Many of you may have heard him preach at the National Sword of the Lord Conference on many occasions. But each night, we'll also have a missionary, Dr. James Ray. Great job in Bible distribution, and has been able to distribute well over 1 million Bibles, and that is handing them out, not just sending 1 million Bibles to people. No, he has been handing them out, and oh, what a great thing. Great ministry. You won't want to miss that. A lifelong missionary with Baptist International Missions. And then we'll also have Dr. Peter Banfi. Dr. Peter Banfi is a missionary to Burma. And oh, I tell you what, God is using him in a very special way in many things. And so you won't want to miss that. And then David Robinson. And many of those that are connected with the Fundamental Broadcasting Network know the name David Robinson. He is their engineer, but he is a full-time engineer who is not paid by the company, but rather just lives on the faith promises that you people give. And so I want to have him here to tell the ministry of the Fundamental Broadcasting Network and what it's accomplishing. And so we'll have that. And then Dr. Mark Edwards. Now, I don't know if he's a doctor or not. I just gave him that title. But my friend, he has been a missionary to Brazil now for quite a few years, and God has used him on the Amazon as well as in the southern parts of Brazil to accomplish great work for the Lord, and souls are being saved. You won't want to miss this man of God. It's exciting. So we'll start each night at 7 o'clock, Wednesday through Friday. And then on Saturday morning at 8:30, we'll have a breakfast with the missionaries. And then Sunday morning, our regular time, a missionary teaching in each Sunday school class at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock our main services, and then 6 o'clock, the final service of the conference. Hey, don't miss out on that. We would love to have you with us. Well, I hope that you can join us for that. Now, I also hope that you have your Bibles ready as we go to our study here now in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 7. And I'm excited about being able to study this book. Now, when I first started looking at 1 John, I knew I'd already taught it on radio and in my church. And so I was just doing this for personal devotions and got so involved in it and started writing things down. And before you knew it, I probably had as many notes as when I was just reading the various books of authors and checking all the Greek and everything else and just really getting into an in-depth study. This was more of a devotional study for me and application to our lives. And so when I got through it, it just seemed like the Lord started laying on my heart, teach this. So back in about 2011, we started that at Central Baptist Church. I studied it, and then about 2013, I started preaching it and would preach it for a while, stop, then come back to it, stop, come back to it. Probably finished somewhere in 2017 early with this study of on there, not there, but that's the way we did it. And I thought, you know what? Although we did it before for radio, this is completely different than what I did the first time. First time is the more in-depth. This time is looking at personal application. And so, as I said, I didn't do this as the normal way that I would do it, but praise the Lord for what He gives us. We don't have to have our own way. We have to have His way. Boy, His way is so much better than the things that we think that we have developed. Now, I say all that because I'm trying to lay a foundation for you for verses 7 through 11. Now, let me just read those right now and follow along in 1 John chapter 2 as I read it. He says, "Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. And the old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith that he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness, even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whether he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes." Now, you should not try to separate verses 7 through 11 from the rest of the chapter. As a matter of fact, don't separate from the book of 1 John, because it's a very integral part of the book and the context. You see, when you have the holy light and the true love of God, which will always be holy, it will chase away the darkness. It will not compromise with the darkness. You see, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Now, when he said there's no darkness at all in John 8:12, he meant there is no compromise with sin whatever. And so, in his light, it will always chase away the dark. It does not walk hand in hand with the dark. It doesn't try to compromise with the darkness. Now, we must understand this from the Scriptures. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 through 21, I believe that it is something that's very foundational there, ties in with our text, and it flies in the face of those who liberate the flesh to do worldliness rather than to liberate the spirit from the power of sin. Now listen as I read from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 through 21. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now, I want you to think about that. We are to be reconciled unto God. God is holy. God never, and I'm going to use a new word here, but God never religiousizes the flesh. Okay? Now, to reconcile, they must come from what they are. We must come from what we were. That is, depraved sinners to what he is, holy. Of course, we can't do that in ourselves. We need the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us. We need Jesus to save us, his Holy Ghost placed within us. And we come to him coming out of that. And so that is the only way that we do that. And so if we're going to do it, then that's the way we must go. Look, don't try to blend the blood of Jesus Christ with the mannerisms of the flesh. The only way that we can be holy is through Christ and in Christ. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, we read this, but as we walk in the light, he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So when he says in our text, brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning, that commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Well, boy, I tell you what, we're going to get into that, but I want you to understand. A commandment is something, when it comes from God, that is both to be obeyed, and it is something for which we will give an account. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm